Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Vayishlach. In this week's Parsha, we have a conclusion to an event that happened two Parshiot ago. The event of Yaakov receiving the bracha instead of his brother Esav, and that causing Esav to threaten Yaakov's life, so much so that Yaakov had to flee for his own life. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayelech Harana. And we heard in last week's Parsha how Yaakov ran away and settled for more than two decades in Lavan's house and had to learn the ropes in that sort of environment. And it's in this week's Parsha where Yaakov and Esav meet again. What actually happens is that there are two separate meetings. Or I should say one meeting on two separate levels. Certainly we have the physical confrontation between Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov being afraid. Vayira Yaakov ma'od vayetzer lo. He was afraid and he had to split his camp and he had to daven and he had to prepare a gift and he had to prepare for war. All this in preparation of meeting with his brother on a physical level, Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. But before the physical confrontation, there is what one could suggest is a spiritual confrontation. The confrontation of Yaakov and Sarosh el Esav, the Malach. The Malach that Yaakov has to confront and has to overcome before he is able to meet Esav, and that's exactly what the Torah tells us. Vayivatir, this is in Pasuk Chavhei, of Perek Lamed Bet, in the very beginning of the parsha. The Torah says, Vayivatir Yaakov levado, vayeyavek ishimo adalot hashachar, vayar ki lo yachalo, vayiga bechaf yerecho, vateka kaf yerech Yaakov. Behayav koimo, etc. Yaakov is touched, literally, by the angel, and though he ends up winning the confrontation, kisarita im Elokim v'im anashim vatuchal, still he is injured. He's tzoleya al yerecho. He actually has to limp. There is a very fascinating mitzvah that comes from this event. It's not fully accurate to say that the mitzvah came from this event because the Torah has not yet been given. But the Torah does describe a mitzvah that you and I keep, and that is the mitzvah of not eating the gid hanasha. And the Torah very specifically tells us why we don't eat the gid hanasha. Al kein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael gid hanasha asher al kaf hayarech. The last pasuk in Perek Lamed Bet. The Sefer Achinuch, in the third mitzvah of the entire Sefer, describes this mitzvah, the mitzvah of not eating Gid Hanasha. However, the Sefer Achinuch adds two reasons why we keep this mitzvah and not only one. One reason, as the Torah just said, is to commemorate the event that occurred, the fight between Yaakov and Esav, a recognition, to remember for the rest of our lives that we were going to be fighting in Esav for the rest of our lives. And sometimes we do drop, and sometimes we do fall, and sometimes we do fail. And that's very painful. It's a painful event. When that occurs in Jewish history, and l'tza'areinu, it has occurred many times in Jewish history. However, if you look closely at the psukim, the reason given for not eating the Gid Hanasha is separated by a few psukim from when the actual event occurs. Let me explain. In Pasuk Chavav, the Torah says, "Vayar ki lo yachol lo vayiga bechaf yerecho, vateka kaf yerech Yaakov behav koimo." Then that's only in Chavav. In Chav Zayin, "Vayomer shalchein nikiela shachar." In Chav Chet, "Vayomer lav mashemecha vayomer Yaakov." Chav Tet, "Vayomer lo Yaakov yeyamer ochim chakim Yisrael." Lamed Vayishal Yaakov Vayomer Hagidna Shemecha, and Malach doesn't answer. Lamed Aleph Vayikra Yaakov Shema Makom Pni El. Lamed Bet Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh Kasher Varap Pnu El. Lamed Gimel Al Kain Lo Yochlo. Very strange. We would have expected to see Pasuk Lamed Gimel right after Pasuk Chavav. Vayarki lo yachol lo vayiga bechaf yerecho vateka kaf yerech Yaakov beavko imo al kain lo yachlu lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael et gidan asher asher al kaf yerech, etc. And this brings us to the second reason that the Sefer Achinuch gives for not eating the Gidan Asher. The pasuk right preceding the pasuk of al kain lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael et gidan asher is Pasuk Lamed Bet, Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh. Says the Sefer Achinuch, there's two reasons why we don't eat the Gidan Asher. Not just one, the first one we already mentioned, and that is the fact that we sometimes fail. We sometimes drop. However, another component of Gidan Asher is Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh. That even when we fail, even when we fail Chas V'Shalom individually, and even when we fail Chas V'Shalom communally or nationally, still there is always Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh. There is always going to be a sunrise. Even if we're limping, even if we've been hit, even if we've been hit hard, there's always Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh. And even though we are Tzoleya Al Yerecho, like Yaakov, still Al Kain Lo Yochli U'Bnei Yisrael, every time we eat meat, and we have to do nikur, we've got to take out the Gidan Asher. We're not allowed to eat the Gidan Asher. We remember, yes, things are painful. Yes, things are sometimes hard. Yes, sometimes things are challenging. However, we do have, we believe. We're ma'amin be'emuna shlema vayizrach lo Hashemesh. We recognize and we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always makes the sun rise. There's always a rising sun. There's always a bright spot in Jewish history that corresponds with the Chas V'Shalom dark spot. Hashem looks out for us, Hashem takes care of us, whether it's personally, nationally, Hashem takes care of us, and Amir Tzashem Yitbarach, we should all be zoche to none of the challenges of the Gidan Asher, so to speak, but if, Chas V'Shalom, we are ever confronted, we also should be zoche to see the rising of the sun, b'mehera v'yameinu, of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Have a Shabbat Shalom.